You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome to Cosplay Confidential. I'm your host, Kiki, here with your co-host, Tori.
Hi, I'm Tori.
And our faithful producer, Will.
What's up, guys?
We are really excited to share the stories of cosplayers from Michigan and from, frankly, all over the country, and hopefully in some cases all over the world, because cosplay is such a varied community of people, and it's really important to connect with other cosplayers so you feel like you're part of this big family altogether. And frankly, some people just want to know what the deal is with cosplay and why do you do it? So we are going to kick things off in our first episode, getting to know a little bit more about my co-host here, Tori, a.k.a. Polar Phoenix Cosplay.
Hello. I'm just so close to the mic. I like putting my nose on it. It's really squishy.
There's actually some studios that have dots on their mics, so you keep your nose there the whole time.
Oh.
I'll get one for you next time.
Thank you. I would like that a lot.
Oh, she gets her own nose dot. Perfect. So, Tori, how did you get started in cosplay?
That's actually a really long story. I don't think I've ever actually told you that.
No.
Like, we've never actually talked about this before to each other.
Oh, I'm excited.
So as like a lot of my friends know, is I used to do pageants. I still do, but not as often, like beauty pageants. And I was in a fashion show from one of them, like representing the pageant. I was in a fashion show at the Suburban Collection Showplace, which also happens to be where Motor City takes place. And it's like 2 weeks before Motor City. And I'm in the fashion show with one of my friends who was also a title holder at the time. And we were walking around after the fashion show and we saw a sign that says, hey, there's a Comic-Con coming. And I was like, hey, that seems like really fun. We should go. And she was like, yeah, but if we go, we have to go all out. And I was like, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing.
What does that entail?
Yeah, I was like, sure, because at that point, I had never watched, like, a superhero movie or anything before. Like, I've never really looked at anything nerdy. And so that night, we went to my house and we watched Thor. And needless to say, I became obsessed. And my life has kind of went downhill. Some would argue uphill.
Some would argue, by the way, that it has gone uphill, especially if you have seen her Instagram, which I highly encourage that you follow along and scroll through her Instagram while we interview her. That is polar_phoenix on Instagram.
Yeah, there's a couple butt pics too. Just prepare yourselves.
Oh, why'd you give that away?
Just a couple. But so like after I watched Thor, I was like, oh man, I really want to cosplay this Loki guy and make him into a girl and go as that. And so my friend went as Thor. And from that, I call her Sis Thor now. And she's like my best friend still. She moved away, but she's still my best friend. Uh-huh. But we went and a bunch of people stopped us for pictures like throughout the entire day. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting attention. And I look really good because I made this myself. And like in 2 weeks too, like the horns were absolutely atrocious. It looked like two unicorn horns rather than like the Loki curved horns.
Yeah.
And so, like, from there, I was like, I love this. So we like, sat outside waiting for my mom to pick me up because I was a fetus at the time.
Right, yes.
And so we were sitting outside. We were, like, looking on our phones for the next convention. And wow. I got hooked and went to another one, like, a month later. And here we are, like, 4 years later and still going strong.
Wow. I had no idea that Loki was your first cosplay.
Yeah, Lady Loki.
Wow. That's really cool. So how old were you when you first started cosplaying then?
Oh, God. 15, probably. 15
okay.
or 14.
All right. And did you, being that young, a lot of times parents have an issue with just like sending their kids off by themselves to convention. Was that an issue for you?
Not really. I've always been like a really independent child. And my parents knew I'm like very trustworthy and I don't get into trouble because I'm scared of everything. So they're like, yeah, I mean, if she's wanting to step outside her comfort zone and do something, and I was with like a really close friend and they knew her family, and they're like, yeah, we trust you guys to go. And I went, and when I came back, I was like, I kept talking about it for weeks and weeks. And then so the next con, my mom and my friend's mom went with us because it was in Chicago, and it was Chicago Wizard World. And we did Thor and Loki again, and they're like, okay, I mean, if this was what you want to do, you have fun. That's your thing. It's not really our thing. So we'll just say have fun and you do your own thing.
That's really great that they respected that, because a lot of, again, a lot of cosplayers have this sort of rift between them and their parents as far as, you know, their parents don't understand it, and also they don't really approve of it. So
yeah, it's like a little hard. Like at first I was worried my dad wasn't really going to understand what I was doing or really care for it. But now he's like one of my biggest supporters, and he has a couple 3D printers he lets me use sometimes for cosplay. Oh, and nice. He actually uses the word cosplay, which is great, because a lot of parents will just be like dressing up, and my dad actually uses the word cosplay. It's
costumes.
Great. Costumes.
So I was going to ask what your first cosplay was, but that, you know, sort of leads into that. I find it impressive that you experienced your first full-on con crunch, like right off the
right off the bat,
2 weeks.
I don't know how to prepare for a convention without con crunch. Like, literally every con, I'm like, oh, like YomaCon, I'm like, all right, I have about 4 months, 5 months until I can start crunching for it and actually start working on my costumes, because I'm not working on them now.
So for those of you not in the know, con crunch was pretty well described right there, is when you procrastinate or maybe just don't decide to do a cosplay anything until the last minute, and you end up, you know,
making everything in like a week.
Yeah, it's the cosplay equivalent of writing the essay the night before.
Yeah.
So, except it usually takes longer. So it's like the whole week before a convention for a lot of people is con crunch.
And there's a lot more on the line. Like, you want to make sure like nothing's popping out of your costume and stuff like that. So it's a lot more on the line than just being like, oh my God, I don't want to get a B on this.
Right. Or I don't want to get a B.
What? Why are
that the
you
worst
all laughing
thing
at
that can
me
happen?
You don't judge your cosplays by homework grades.
I mean, to be fair, I also didn't like getting B's on assignments, so I understand. But like, that
school
was the worst
important
thing. It is important. But I know what you mean, though, because they're not just judging. You know, it's not just one person seeing it.
Yeah, it's like you're gonna pass by at least 100 people easily, and if you are not decent, you're going to get a bad grade from 100 people rather than just one person.
And, I mean, would you argue that the worst is when not necessarily you get a, quote, bad grade from someone else, but when you don't feel good about your own cosplay?
Oh, God, that's horrible. Like, when you're, like, walking around, you're like, I don't feel as confident as I should in this, even though I put in all this work and like, this outfit, I'm just really insecure because I didn't do it as I should have and stuff like that. That's way worse than people being like, oh, I mean, it's okay. Because nobody's going to flat out tell you, like, hey, you suck. But you're going to flat out tell yourself that, hey, you suck. When it's not like, it's really hardly ever true. But, you know, people get down on themselves regardless.
Of course. What cosplay have you enjoyed getting together the most, making the most?
Oh, goodness. What cosplays have I done?
Well, would you like me to read off a few, because some of our listeners may not have their Instagram handy, and so some recent ones. So Tori is, I mean, in my brain, she is my headcanon Space Cheeto Starfire. Starfire is one of her most well-known. There's Gwenpool and Spider-Gwen. Ariel, she debuted her, burlesque dancer, Hey Hey.
Oh, yeah.
From Moana. At C2E2.
I got such a great response from that one. That was great. And I took a picture with a Maui, and we recreated one of the scenes from Moana, and it went viral, like super viral on my Facebook and on Imgur, however you pronounce that. Because one of my photographer friends shared it on there, and I was just like, Oh my gosh. And somebody on the Imgur,
write in and tell us how it's pronounced.
Please do help me.
We're going to call it Imgur.
Imgur. Okay. Somebody on there was commenting that I was their math teacher. And they were like, that's my math teacher. And one person was like, the girl or the guy? And they're like, the girl. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, I am 20. I am not your math teacher.
Nope. I saw that. I saw you post that. That was hilarious.
But the funny thing is that Maui, oh God, Lord help me. I can't remember his Instagram name, but if you go to my Instagram, you can probably find it. He is actually a math teacher. So it's funny because they were flat out saying like, oh, it was the female. And I'm like, you're was adding on extra letters.
Apugeda?
Yeah, Apugeda.
Yeah, that's A-P-U-G-E-D-A.
He does an awesome Maui. Huge shout out to him because he's a very kind, nice person.
Yeah, no, he looks awesome with the tattoos fully covered and everything. Yeah, that's excellent. Oh, yeah. So you've also done your fair share of Disney princessing.
Yes.
Yeah, would you like to talk about that?
Well, one of my like first, actually my first princess cosplay was Anna from Frozen, like as soon as it came out. And all the kids at the convention were like, oh my gosh, it's really Anna. And so I was pretending to be in character and interacting with the kids because I go to Disney a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm aware of character performing. I know what it is. It's not something that's new to me. So I was like, I can do that. So I was in character for the kids. And I felt so good about making those kids' day where I was like, I'll do freelance princess performing and do volunteer events as princesses. So I've done, since then, I've also done Elsa and Ariel, and I've been working on Aurora for like a year, so we'll see if that ever gets done. Follow my account to see if that ever happens.
Yeah.
What was the initial question for this again?
Oh, it was I don't even remember. Oh, your favorite favorite cosplay that you've done.
Done. Favorite cosplay that I've ever done is probably for sure Starfire. Because she's just me, and it's really easy to be me. And, like, walking around Yomacon last year as Starfire, one person made a comment to, like, somebody, and I heard them, and they're like, oh my gosh, she's, like, she makes such a good Starfire. She even, like, sounds and acts like her. And I was like, I wasn't even trying. I was just being me and just kind of standing there and taking pictures. So
would you say that you prefer to cosplay characters that are more like you?
Definitely. It's easier for me, and they're kind of, you know, inspirations for me to kind of, they when I watch them on like TV or I read them in a comic book and I relate to them, it's like, oh my gosh, this person's like me, but they're doing all these really cool things. I'm like, I'm just going to dress up as them, and hopefully maybe I run into something cool while I'm dressed up like them. But yeah, it's easier for me because if a little kid comes up to me and they're like, hey, like, I love you, like, I love your show, it's easy for me to kind of be in character for the kid, and it's a lot of fun. Especially Starfire. A lot of little kids recognize me as Starfire. It's amazing.
That's great. You also, the first time I met you, you were not a Disney princess, nor were you covered head-to-toe in body paint or head-to-torso in body paint. You were, in fact, Dr. Ellie Sattler from Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about that experience?
Oh, that day was tiring and amazing. We were doing a promo shoot for RiverCon, which is a local convention where you get dressed up. It's kind of like Colossal Con, but more calmed down, and it's only like a very short time, and you just float down a river and enjoy the day. And yeah, it's very nice, very relaxed, awesome. I love it. So we were doing a promo shoot for that. And one of the founders of RiverCon reached out to me and was like, hey, we're doing the promo this year as Disney Princesses and Jurassic Park. Are you interested? And I was like, I love Disney Princesses. Yes. And she's like, actually, would you be interested in doing Ellie from Jurassic Park? And I was like, I mean, I could totally get together that. That sounds fun. She goes, and you'll get to ride around on the Jurassic Park vehicle. And I was like, yes, absolutely. So once she said that, I was like totally on board. And so I spent the day riding around in a Jurassic Park Jeep and getting chased by three inflatable T-Rexes for their promo video. And it was amazing. And I also got to meet a ton of absolutely amazing, great cosplayers that day because they were all Disney princesses and I was a T-Rex expert, and so, you know, that's a good combination, but it was great.
awesome. What kind of skills do you think that you've picked up? I know with some cosplayers, since you do a lot of Disney princesses, is there a lot of sewing involved?
I have definitely picked up on sewing a lot since I've done cosplay. I'm not very good at prop making. Well, I'm getting better. But I love sewing. I've taught myself for the most part. My grandma has helped me, but for the most part, I've been teaching myself how to sew. And that's definitely something I'm very proud of doing. Like right now, I'm actually sewing a Wasp costume for Ant-Man and the Wasp, and it's by far the most challenging thing I have ever sewn in my life. Because there's a lot of padding and stuff in it, and the fabrics are different. And I've never done piping on a costume before, and I'm doing it. And just wish me luck when that finally comes to fruitation.
Fruition.
Is that really how you pronounce it?
Fruition.
Oh, well then.
Here for you. Learn something new every day. Well, we are close to wrapping up, so I'm going to do some quick fire questions for you from our fans.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. From the Cosplay Confidential Instagram. If you are a listener and you would like to ask any of our cosplayers a question, keep an eye out for when we are coming up on a recording date, and you can submit questions. And the five questions that get the most likes will be asked on air. So this first one is also going to be a little bit of a live video. So let me get that situated. It's from Starlight Loving underscore Cause, and it is.
Oh my god, I love her.
Oh yeah, she's great.
She's cute.
If you could spend a day hanging out with one of the characters you've cosplayed, who would it be and why?
Oh goodness. I'd probably hang out with Gwenpool because she's just really fun and out there and has really horrible yet exciting ideas, and I'd get to hang out and like look at all her weapons and stuff because she's got a wide collection of weapons I'd like to play with. That sounds dirty.
And that's why we have the bell. Well, my butt couldn't get the live video thing going, so this one will be a live video. But that was a good answer.
Thank you.
This question? Hang on. Going here we go.
I'm ready.
What video? What is a cosplay technique that you have seen other cosplayers use, and that you would like to use?
LEDs. I would absolutely love to get better at using LEDs. Right now, I just use like little candle light LEDs that people use in candles. But I would love to learn how to actually use proper costume LEDs.
Excellent. That seems like it would be a very specific skill you would need to.
Yeah, especially because I want to do more costumes that have lights on them because they're really pretty.
And they do sort of amp it up. Let's see.
Will's looking at me like he's kind of like surprised yet disappointed. I don't know.
No, I'm trying to remember not to laugh out loud.
Let's see. What's a challenge as a cosplayer? Oh, that question was from Phantom France. This is from Guardian of Cosplay. What's a challenge as a cosplayer that you still face today?
Definitely walking from my car to the convention, I think, is my hardest one. Because, like, you're like, especially like at C2E2, was really hard walking from the hotel to where the shuttle stop is, completely painted head to toe in orange, walking through a major city and having people just be like, she got a really bad spray tan. That's probably the hardest.
Please tell me that one was live.
That was absolutely live.
That cheating was perfect.
The rest of the questions they're going to have to listen to the interview for. We've just got time for a couple more quick ones. This one's from Astral underscore Cosplay. If you could cosplay anyone without worrying about a budget or time, who would it be?
Easy. A TIE fighter pilot from Star Wars, because I've been wanting to cosplay one for like 2 years, and every time somebody's like selling a used one, like for like really good price, I don't have the money or it sells really fast. And I am not about to make that armor myself, but they're beautiful. And I've always wanted to be a pilot, but I can't because I'm blind. Like, I have really strong glasses, really strong contacts. So I'm like, well, I'll just dream of flying an aircraft in space. And hopefully one day that comes true, because I really want to do a thing where I take off the helmet. Like, people are like, oh, that's a really cool TIE fighter pilot. And I take off the helmet and it's a pretty girl.
And you whip your hair around.
Yeah, and the fan's going in my face. Like, that's my dream.
I swear to you, if you do that cosplay, I will walk around with you with a fan.
Oh, yes, let's do it.
And I will be your biggest fan.
Oh, my God, babe.
I
call dibs on that cosplay.
Oh, you want me to walk around with a fan for you?
No. I'm saying I walk around as a giant fan.
Oh, okay.
The biggest fan.
I like it.
I'll get you a t-shirt that says biggest fan.
And then you just hold a big fan.
And just walk up to other cosplayers and just be like holding in front of them.
I'm sure they would actually appreciate that. Yeah. Lastly, from Harleen Quartz Cosplay, who we're going to be talking to later, what advice would you give for newcomers of cosplay?
Definitely don't be afraid to go big or go home. Like, I know it's intimidating and you don't want to like mess something up, but if you're going to do it and work it. That's definitely my biggest bit of advice, is just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Just do it. Should we answer the Bob and Dave question?
Ask
the question that Bob and Dave like requested be on every show.
So when you're in your cosplay at a con and it hits you, run to that bathroom. How do you pee?
Well, they asked how do you poop, but really, yes, how do you pee?
Well, I find a bathroom. That's the first step.
Number one,
find a bathroom. Number two, find a buddy to go with you into the bathroom. And number three, have them help hold whatever you need to hold while you squat, and you're good. And then wash your hands after.
You must have some great friends.
I have some really great friends.
You are definitely prepared for like that bride life where like when you get married, your friends are gonna be there and they're gonna be like, yep, we've already done this. We know the drill.
I actually
holding up the dress.
When I went to it was Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party last year. I had this really big tutu on under my dress.
And yes, because you were cosplaying as who?
I was the tightrope walker, Sally Slater, from the Haunted Mansion. And my friend was the 2015 live-action Cinderella. And she had the biggest hoop skirt underneath hers. Like, that's a big costume. Mm-hmm. So we had to go into the bathroom together. And I had to hold her skirt up while she, used the bathroom. And it was the funniest thing. We could not stop laughing and crying. So if you are in a situation like that, don't take it too seriously. There's no way you can even take that seriously.
Yeah.
It's a fun bonding experience.
Yeah, for sure. So that's going to wrap it up for us today. Before we go, Tori, is there anything that you would like to plug? So to speak.
Oh, wow. just because you made that dirty no.
Your Instagram account.
Are you sure you want my Instagram account? Okay. Polar_Phoenix. That's me. And then I also have a Facebook page, Polar Phoenix Cosplay on Facebook. I do not have a Twitter because I don't know how to tweet properly and it's just too much for me. But yeah. And if you donate to my coffee too, you can see some boudoir T-Rex costume. So, you know, that's an option.
Link to your coffee is on your Instagram page?
Yes, it's in my Instagram bio. Okay. But that's an event.
Awesome. That is certainly an event. And let's see. Do we have anything else to plug? Will, who's our sponsor?
Well, I'll do that last one.
You do that last?
Why don't you plug your stuff?
Oh, I got to plug my stuff. Oh, yes. My. Okay. Well, first of all, you can follow us on Instagram at Cosplay Confidential. And by the time this airs, we'll have our Facebook page up and running, Cosplay Confidential Podcast. So you can follow us on there and we'll post some videos during recordings and we'll post links to future episodes and sharing events of when we're going to be at conventions. Let's see. My Instagram, Real Kiki Elise, all one word.
I feel like that should be a .com.
How you spell that?
RealKikiElise.
Beautiful.
.com. Not really. So that's about it for me. I also have a Ko-fi on there. Ko-fi, whatever.
Ko-fi.
Buy me a Ko-fi. Oh, buy me a Ko-fi so that I can complete the cross stitch that Matchstick Cosplay was kind enough to buy the pattern for me for. You can ask me about that because I'm not going to talk about it on air because I'm not sure what precious lovelies might be listening that are two young precious babies.
Yeah, it's a little more than PG-13.
It's a little bit vulgar. So that brings us to finally Will.
Hey guys, follow me on Instagram at Will Loves Pizza. And then the show is brought to you by Rip the Pill. That is Ripped, R-I-P-T, Appeal, APPEAL.com. Yeah. Use code the Wookiee10, get 10% off your order. They do daily pop culture t-shirts every week or every day. Check them out. They got awesome stuff on there. If you check out my Instagram, most of the shirts I wear come from that website. So give them a like. Also, we record out of Podcast Detroit, sponsored by Fallen Down Beer Company. Go to Fallen Down Beer Company and let them know Podcast Detroit sent you for $1 off.
Yeah, alcohol.
And that's it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, Tori, for letting us get to know you a little bit better. I know I certainly learned some things.
Yay, learning.
Fun. Yeah. So until next time, this is Kiki.
And Tori.
Will.
Keep it creating, inspiring, and sharing the love.